Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Dave Mader, Assistant Deputy Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service. Joining us is another PwC partner, Jim Cook.
Thanks, Paul. Dave, in the last segment, you mentioned that the IRS Restructuring Reform Act of 1998 was the impetus behind the restructuring effort that's gone on to date. Let's drill down on that a little bit more. Can you describe some of the key elements of that reform and the problems that that you've been attempting to address?
I think, Jim, that the Restructuring Reform Act of 1998 for the IRS was what I would characterize as our organization's significant emotional event. I think when you look at organizational change, whether it be in the private sector or in the public sector, large organizations don't change unless there's a reason. In the United States, I think there's lots of examples you could point to. The auto industry had to change because they were losing market share. Well, in the case of the IRS, we had lost touch with our customers. And the origins of RRA 98, the Restructuring Reform Act, actually began in legislation that was introduced in 1996 in our appropriations bill that called for the establishment of a commission to study the IRS. And the reason that legislation was enacted was because members, key members in both Senate and the House, felt that because the IRS, for a lot of Americans, is their only interaction with their government, that we were losing touch with what the needs of American taxpayers were. The commission worked for about a year and a half and created proposed legislation, which then was enacted and signed by the president in July of 1998. So that was what caused our bureaucracy to begin to change. As I had mentioned earlier, we've made lots of organizational change in the past, but never to the extent that we are now. And RA 98, one of the key components was to rethink how we approach dealing with taxpayers. And we have dramatically changed our approach from a geographic-based organization, and many of my colleagues in other federal agencies around town are configured the same way. We moved from a geographic-focused organization to a customer focused organization. We have taken the taxpayer base of the United States and actually segmented it into market segments. By doing that, we have, I believe, an opportunity now to better understand what the unique needs are of each of those market components. So that if you're a small business taxpayer, your needs are very different than a multinational corporation, very different from a state or local entity. And this segmentation by markets is what basically the private sector has done years ago. If you look at financial services, at commercial banking, at insurance, so we have moved in that direction, and I believe that'll allow us the opportunity to better understand our customer needs and react to them with products and services.
There are some who have said that in a lot of ways the restructuring represents a cultural change at the IRS. Can you explain a little bit about what that means to you? You've talked about the reorganization of the functions and the people, but what's the cultural change that's taking place?
There are a couple of changes that are affecting how we have thought about our business over the last 50 years. One is as simple as viewing taxpayers as customers. And I guess that shouldn't be a surprise to us, because I mentioned earlier, our system of taxation is based on voluntary compliance. And if we don't provide the kind of products and services and responsiveness to the public, to the taxpaying public, then they're not going to participate in that voluntary process anymore. The other significant change was a better understanding and appreciation for the fact that There isn't a trade-off between customer service and compliance. Those two components need to exist within our tax system. But if you can work with a taxpayer so that they understand what their responsibilities are and they comply in the front end, then we're not going to be spending our resources and the customer's time in trying to fix the problem on the back end.
What do you hope that the taxpayers and the practitioners are now noticing about the IRS given the changes that are taking place?
I think, Paul, a better understanding of what their needs are. And my interaction so far in the last year or so with especially preparers, tax preparers who represent a lot of individuals, but certainly a lot of small business and self-employed, have been very positive because we are now able to concentrate on a very discrete set of taxpayers and really listen to what are the problems that they're facing in weaving their way through the complexity of the tax code.
Let's talk about the union. The employees union, the NTEU, played a role in making the reorganization work. Could you tell us about the approach you took to work with the union?
The relationship between NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union, the IRS, has been an evolving relationship. We, I believe, have probably one of the most mature labor management relationships within the federal sector. And that didn't just happen because of this organizational transformation. We actually began working together in the mid-1980s as a result of another organizational problem that had developed at that time. And it's matured over this almost 20-year period. So it was almost a no-brainer that as we began to fundamentally rethink how we were going to deliver tax administration, that NTEU as an institution would be part of that process. Their involvement as an institution and the involvement of the employees that they represent was key to the organizational design and key to the implementation. As I mentioned earlier, Paul, I mean, this reorganization touched every segment of the IRS. We actually negotiated a year before we implemented the new organization, a process on how to move from the old structure to the new structure. And we did that without actually knowing what the final design was going to be like. And that was a result of this mature relationship and the trust that exists between the partners. Now, that doesn't translate into we always agree on things. You know, we don't. And there are processes and procedures to resolve those differences. But it goes back, I think, to a point I made earlier about a key leadership trait about listening. I mean, in the case of a federal union, they are, by statute, the representative of a large portion of our employees. We need to listen to what their concerns are and factor them into our design and our implementation. So I think the maturity of our relationship really blossomed as evidenced in this reorganization.
Can you give an example of maybe one of their major concerns and how you worked through that?
We impacted the lives, the positions of thousands and thousands of IRS employees, managers and non-managers. And obviously, we as the employer and they as the exclusive representative of the bargaining unit were concerned about how were we going to transition people from one series to another series and one location to another. We shared a common interest there. I mean, they represent those employees, but there are employees as well. And we needed to work together to ensure that employees were going to make a smooth transition from the old IRS to the new IRS.
What type of feedback have you received from employees to date, now having completed a year in under the new structure?
The employees, we're still going through the change, Jim, and I think that's another key learning that the major portion of the structural change has taken place, but the change to business processes and practices will continue, and that is very, very different from the old IRS. Like I said in the past, you know, we've made organizational change, and then we stay status quo for a couple of years and then make some other change. For us to be a viable tax administration agency, we have got to constantly look at how we deliver our services, constantly every day re-examine how we do our business, both internally and externally. That kind of operating model, people are slowly starting to understand. And I can tell you that it causes a certain amount of stress in the organization. While employees embrace the new design, they're learning how to operate, what the expectations are of them that we have as the employer and that taxpayers have of them. So it's a real learning process for everyone.
Well, that's a good point for a break. Stick with us as we continue talking about IRS restructuring with Dave Mader. In the next segment, we'll explore how the IRS is becoming more businesslike. Join us as we ask him whether business management differs from government management. This is the Business of Government Hour.